see somebody there, and you don't intend to see them, but you just happen to see them, and somebody says, did you plan the meeting? You say, no, I just...
I wouldn't know.
Just ran across him, or anything?
Yeah, ran across him. I think that's the word that they, expression that he used.
Well, what was your husband's name?
Henry.
And do you have a boy named Henry?
Yes.
How did you happen to name the boy Henry?
Well, his father was John Henry, my husband's father. So they named him, my husband, John Henry. So then my first grandson was born, they named him John Henry. So we had four John Henrys in our house at one time.
Gee. I bet your husband had trouble with John Henry, with people saying, put your John Henry on it.
Well, John Henry.
Named the boy for his father.
Yes, named the boy for his father and his grandfather. John Henry, I think, is the...
Four generations.
John Henry. And I wouldn't be surprised if they ever have a son, he's married now, that he'll be John Henry. It's a very good name, I think.
Yeah. If something is coming in this direction, you say it's how, coming how in relation to...
Towards you. Towards you.
What pets did you have around the farm?
Oh, we've had pet squirrels. And once we had a raccoon.
I saw two little coons, not this long, going across the street on my way to Blackwell the other day.
Well, we have raccoons here now, too. Once we had a pet skunk, but we didn't, I really didn't care for him. We had him deodorized, but he finally ran off. I didn't really care for him. But squirrels was real interesting. I enjoyed those.
Did you keep them in a cage?
No, we just let them run, and they finally ran off. And they keep coming back, but they got so quick. Oh, they'd stay in the house a long time. They'd go to the bathroom and get in my husband's pants pocket and sleep at night. Sleep in the pockets.
My goodness.
You go in the bathroom, you see that little head come out next morning. That's where he slept, in the pocket.
When did he poke his head out?
In the morning, at daylight, when you see him poke his little bright eyes out. We called him Bright Eyes.
How did he get started in sleeping in the pocket?
Well, he just run up the pants leg, and he liked that.
Just found it for himself, huh?
Yeah.
My goodness, what kind of a squirrel was he?
Red fox squirrel. He was real nice.
He just had
leeway all over the whole house. He didn't cut anything. But he's very... Oh, if you could have a pecan or a peanut in your hand, well, he'd bite your hand unless you let him have it. He could smell it, you see. They very nice pets.
Lady told me they had a pet prairie dog once. And if a stranger came in the yard, he'd go down in his hole, he wouldn't come out. Then when the stranger left, they'd go whistle to him, and out he'd come.
Oh, I would dislike prairie dogs very much because they mess up the land so badly. You just have a pair, and pretty soon they'd ruin the farm.
Yeah, they had a village of them. They killed them all, and this one little one was saved by the children.
Oh.
And just with one, they were saved. They are. Did you have trouble with them here?
We only killed one once, and we happened to find it up on the north line. And I never see another one. It was over in the... Oh, they have them out here at the state hospital. It's a wonder they're not all over the country.
Huh.